Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for a new day, next 24 hours. But thank you for a whole new day that's come for the righteous. Lord, where we pass from death into life, and the path is just getting brighter and brighter to full day. And we thank you. We thank you as Moses, as Moses took the people in or on the way or into the promised land. Thank you, Father God, that you have in Jesus given us an exodus into the kingdom and then into the kingdom realities, the name written for our lives, Lord. So thank you for just staying with us and encouraging us every step of the way to be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert. Thank you. We shine as lights in this crooked and perverse generation as you work in us to will and to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, precious disciples. And now I'm handing over to my precious wife, Danita, for the readings.
We read Philippians 1, verse 27 up to the end. Whatever happens, keep living your lives based on the reality of the gospel of Christ. Then, when I come to see you or hear good reports of you, I'll know that you stand united in one spirit and one passion, celebrating together as conquerors in the faith of the gospel. And then you will never be shaken or intimidated by the opposition that rises up against us. Your courage will prove to be a sure sign from God of their coming destruction. For God has graciously given you the privilege not only to believe in Christ, but also to suffer for him, for you have been called by him to endure the conflict in the same way I have endured it, for you know I'm not giving up.
Hallelujah. Isn't this powerful words, and isn't this powerful just based on the reality of what we are facing now, and based on the reality that we must keep living our lives in the reality of the gospel, the good news of Christ. So that's staying in the spirit, staying in tune. And that is just so beautiful and encouraging, you know, to know that just as Moses, yeah. Sure, I'm getting mixed up with these two this morning. Moses took the Israelites out of Egypt and led them on into the promised land, and so we've got Jesus now that has made the kingdom available to us by his death, burial, and the resurrection. And as we accepted and acknowledged the Lord, we were translated into this beautiful kingdom. And then he's the knower that is instructing us now to overcome, just as he has overcame. And here we've got now Brother Paul also telling us to overcome in the faith and celebrating together that we are in the faith as we stay in the spirit, unite in the spirit, and walk in the spirit. And here we've got the whole recipe. He says, you will never be shaken or intimidated by the opposition that rises up against us. And your courage will prove a sure sign to them of their coming destruction. So, it goes on. For God has graciously given you the privilege of not only to believe in him, in Christ, but also to suffer for him. Now, there sometimes we can, our heads can, we can just tackle things in the wrong way. The suffering is also the word squeezing. And you suffer because of temptation. And in 1 Corinthians 10, we got a wonderful example there of the Israelites being taken out of Egypt, and what was required from them. Many of them never took hold of the gospel, took hold of what the answers at that time. And as I prayed this morning, we see we are in the reality now, in the fullness of time, to stay in tune with our God. And we have got to overcome. And there they didn't overcome. And it's been the same devil that we are faced now, and then those testings that they got into, and even grumbling or this type, all the ways, devil's ways, that happened to them in the desert, we are experiencing now in this great temptation of darkness against light. And so there, it also gives us the answer there. 1 Corinthians 10, from I think it's verse 10. Yeah, it says, now you will not be tested beyond what you can handle, and all these things were written for your encouragement. So run to the Lord, hear from the Lord. And so there you got the keys. You'll not be tested, verse 13. You'll not be tested beyond what you can handle, and he will show you the way of escape. And so you can be the overcomer God made you to be. So that was a type of what we are facing now. So guys, we got to stay in the spirit. This is God's world. And now as the bride, as the co-heirs, this world is also our world. And this is why I see some beautiful testimonies. But some people still thinking, you know, it's us that must go. It's the enemy must go. It's the lies that must go. We must stand against this deception in the spirit, in tune with God. Taking the way of escape is staying in the spirit. And because we've got the victory, this is actually their last, the evil's last hurrah. This is very much like the Jesus ministering to the Jews. And he tells them exactly what he wants to do. He wants to gather them like chickens under a hen, comfort them. And many of them didn't want it and that. And then later on, the destruction came. And only those that abided in that, the good news of God is wanting to gather his chicks, gather his children, and be the safe place for them. Those that remembered at the last could be saved, and the rest went through demonic oppression like never seen before. And this is exactly where we are at now, guys. So this world is our world together with Christ. This world is coming to a place where there's just God the Father, God the Savior, and the Church of God, the called out ones, the Ecclesia, the Bride of Christ, with one faith and one baptism into this body. This is where we're coming to. So we got to hold fast. We are the answers. We are the way, the truth, and the life now, representing Jesus, so that these people can come into the way, into the kingdom, into being led by the Spirit, into the truth. So stay strong. And I'm sending you some now beautiful scriptures that just been a point out and encourage you. And it's also, like I said, when this started happening, the Lord already gave me insight that this whole demonic oppression that we are getting in this world now, that the Antichrist people standing up and being seen, and it's a whole encouragement for the world to see the problem, but then not land up in being the problem. We're not there. We're not the rebels. They are the rebels. And so they've got the people that see this have got to turn to the living God. That's what it's all about. This is the last hurrah for sin and the devil and this demonic influence on this earth and out there. Jesus is here, coming to help us. He's a very present help. And then he's here to also bring a close to this age so that the kingdom of God can be on the earth as the waters cover the sea. That's what we pray, guys. We forget it. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Your name be hallowed. And that's calling on us to get unnecessary, all our needs being met by the Lord, and then just staying in love and loving others as God has loved us. For his is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.